Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossips.
I should never repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
You don't think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Okay. The Daily Dust, of course, being brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance. So, Millie Bobby Brown has pushed back against harsh comments in articles about her appearance.
I refuse to apologize for growing up. I refuse to make myself smaller to fit the unrealistic expectations of people who can't handle seeing a girl become a woman.
Yeah, rhyme right there with you, sister. Can't we lift up young ladies instead, or ladies in general, instead of smashing them down? Which, by the way, speaking of ladies, Say Anything actress Ione Skye is going to be on the show with us tomorrow morning. She's promoting her new book called Say Everything. She talks about her marriage to Beastie Boy Adam Horowitz. And Skye said she had an affair and that led to like massive guilt and sadness.
I've discovered writing this book, it was very clear that I am not good with grief at all. I'm still find it painful. I can't even listen to a Beastie Boys song. It feels like a death to me.
Ione Skye also had a mini fling with Matthew Perry around 2006. She stayed in touch through text, and Matthew even contacted her about a week before he died. We'll talk with her tomorrow here on Morning Go. The fiance of Faster Pussycat singer Tymee Down fell overboard to her death during an 80s-themed Caribbean cruise. She and Tymee had just had an argument. Her body has yet to be recovered. Ben Stiller revealed that before Keanu Reeves voiced the character of the Lumon building in Severance, he actually had asked someone else.
There was one person that I asked before him.
And?
And he said no.
And he said no.
Yeah.
Who was he?
President Barack Obama.
Oh.
And I get an email back from President Barack Obama saying, "Hey, Ben, big fan of the show. Love season one. Can't wait for season two. Don't think I have time in my schedule to make this happen." And like, what? What's more important than, come on, doing the voiceover for the animated building in Severance?
So Macaulay Culkin was overcome with emotion when his brother Kieran won his Oscar on Sunday. He said he cried and was like, "I'ma see you later." Meghan Markle corrected Mindy Kaling on her last name during the episode 2 of With Love, Meghan on Netflix.
I don't think anyone in the world knows that Meghan Markle has eaten Jack in the Box and
so
loves it.
It's funny, too, that you keep saying Meghan Markle. You know I'm Sussex now.
Why does that feel so cringy to me? Tracy Morgan will star in an NBC series produced by his 30 Rock co-star Tina Fey. And Kevin Bacon returns from the dead to track down demons in the new Prime series, The Bondsman.
About how you died and went to hell. You're only standing here now because we brought you back.
Which is just plain silly.
Do you think it's silly, Mr. Halloran?
What job, lady?
I love Kevin Bacon. Again, that series premieres April 3rd on Prime Video. Neil Patrick Harris is so good at playing a bad guy, and he's going to guest star on Dexter Resurrection. I can't wait to see him in that. Deputy Dewey Riley, David Arquette's character, died in the fifth installment of the Scream franchise. But Paramount just announced that Arquette will be joining Courtney Cox, Scott Foley, Matthew Lillard for the next installment. Wait, isn't Scott Foley's character dead too? Is it a supernatural ghost? Flashback scenes? They won't say.
Whatever his link is to our past, it's pulled us all back here. And I won't sleep until he's in the ground.
Hello, Sydney. It's an honor.
This should be interesting. If you like scary movies, and I got a dirt alert. So, I think I mentioned that Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner were doing stuff with the kids over the weekend, and rumor has it Ben would like another shot with Jen, but he realized the timing isn't right. He's fresh out of that divorce with J-Lo, and Jennifer Garner's got a boyfriend that she is reportedly happy with. Why would you want to go back to your ex? Don't do it, Jennifer! It'd be like... He'd be like a ping pong ball bouncing back and forth between the Jennifers. All right, that's it. That's all I got for you. That's the Daily Dust. I need a nap now.